News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's hump day right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Is that
good
the
morning.
Most obnoxious? I mean,
which is probably why I like it so much.
It's the epitome of obnoxious.
7:06 in the morning, September the 17th. Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's going to be a busy, 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 busy day today, starting with the weather.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Whoa, what day is it? Okay.
Well, it's currently 60 degrees. I think Bob's got the readout over there. I don't have the weather in front of me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had the weather there.
No, I'm
absolutely
sorry.
I thought you were holding it.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Never mind. Okay. Just tuning in here, folks, on this.
I thought you were holding the weather. That's when. No,
is it
Wednesday?
Gave me that funny
it
look. Is hump day. Yeah, that's why. Day. Oh, boy. Mostly sunny day with temperatures that are going to be high around 91. Chance of showers tonight with temperature 40% of showers tonight with our lows of around 60. Chance of showers tomorrow and hot on Friday. Temperatures around 97. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. That's what we're going into because it's going to, you know, the temperature's dropping. Give them a call where they give senior and veteran discounts at 365-3793.
Okay. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Morning. I'm proud to announce that for the first time in the season, I left the cooler off last night. It was just cool enough outside to be able to pop the windows open and sleep comfortably.
Well, you know, it was cooler last night. You know, I got somebody onion growers on our already on our.
Good morning, onion grower.
Hello, onion grower. He says the radio business is not very profitable. Look, Clear Channel, which owns 850 stations, stock is under $7, and 5 years ago it was $28, and then they changed their names and all this. True. But you've got to look at, and we were just discussing this, is that, hop in here, Bob, too, because you've been in radio a long time, is that you've got so many corporations owning radio that they've gone away from what built them, what brought them there, and especially on the AM channels where you've got local people talking about local events that gives time for people to, you know, to hear what's going on in their community. It's not just a bunch of syndicated shows.
My very first station that I worked at had a staff of 16 or so for a single AM station here in Reading. Between sales, engineering, we had, you know, weekenders and live jocks 24/7 because we didn't have the automation. You know, we had to it wasn't quite lacquer records and live bands in the studio, but it wasn't far removed from it. Well, but now with automation and computers and such, you're running stations like this one with much fewer people.
Well, fewer people, but more people than other stations, yeah. Which just is completely computer generated.
Some stations is an owner and a computer.
That's it. And they'll have somebody come in there that reprogram some stuff, but that's about it. But one of the great things is that we're here and able to talk to people, and we're here today with Rod Forseth. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning.
Now, you are doing something that is very unusual. I guess you could say it seems unusual. You're bringing the Speedway short track motorcycle races to Reading this Saturday, but it's going to be in a venue that's well known. Everybody knows where it's at. It's at the Reading Rodeo Grounds.
That's right. We've done this before a few years ago, and we did it for the Save Our Sports Foundation, high school sports, and now we're doing it to benefit youth athletes.
Okay, now benefiting youth athletes, the way you do that then is after you pay for your insurance or after, you know,
yes.
Expenses there, all the money then goes to helping those athletes that may not have the money to be able to compete. because of uniforms or other requirements. Is that correct?
Correct. And there's a lot of different areas in our youth athletics where there's a lot of money involved into it, and some of the kids just don't have it. They may have the quality of the athleticism, but they don't have the finances from their parents' situations.
What's your role in this whole NorCal Speedway short track motorcycle races?
I guess I've been pretty much the organizer, trying to get everybody to do the volunteer work that we can get.
Do you have children that have been that actually are motorcycle guys?
I'm an old racer.
You're an old You're never really an old racer, right?
You can be a bold racer or an old racer, but you're never going to be an old bold
off-road?
Racer.
I'm an old racer.
Dirt biker, streets, yeah.
Excellent.
Okay, now dirt bikes is you turn your wheel sideways away from the way you're going, so it slides you around the track. Is that correct?
Yes. When you going down the straightaways, you'll actually turn a little into the left, and then your rear end will pitch around sideways, and you'll turn back to the right, and you'll be making a right turn all the way around the track.
And you have a steel shoe.
Some of them will have steel shoe. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there an age group of or age categories with this, with your motorcycle races?
In some of them, they have what they call a veterans class, and that's over 40.
Okay. And then you have, like, peewees?
There will be a youth class, which are under 13.
Okay. I mean, how young can they go to? Down to?
There's 5-6-year-olds out there on their little 50cc bikes.
You know, believe it or not, I have watched this on, I don't know, on the sports channels.
I
just love it because this is like Mutton Busters on steroids. You know, that's the real deal. I mean, these guys,
little kids.
And it's fun to watch the parents with the kids. I mean, it's serious. They get very serious about it. It's a serious sport, and it's a fun sport. It's a really fun sport.
You know. Okay, now, so how are people going to be able to see this, Rod?
Well, they can show up at the gate. Gates open at 12, but the races start at 6. That's this Saturday night at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Or if you are at a football game, you could buy from Enterprise Cheerleaders are selling tickets.
Cool.
Enterprise Band. Shasta Youth Football are selling tickets, and they're keeping the money from that. So you can benefit them directly that way.
Okay. It says here, gates open noon for practice, and spectators are welcome. Admission is $12, children 6 to 12, $8, 5 and under free, with an AMA card. What's an AMA card? Is that an American Express?
No, American Motorcycle Association.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yes.
Listen, you have to teach them. Okay. Riders, $25 with your American Motorcycle Association card, $45 without includes one day pass.
One day pass, yeah.
Okay, cool. And you can pay your entry fee, or cash or check on race day, and pre-register. Only first 200 riders are guaranteed entry. So get out and get it going.
Are you going to have a lot of people there? A lot of riders?
We're going to have a lot of riders. We've got a lot of interest coming, the Speedway riders. They're different than the short track riders. They won't compete against each other.
What's the difference?
Speedway bikes are really specific one-off type bikes. They're made to go left turn sideways, basically. They're high-powered motorcycles. They can go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. They have no brakes. They have one-foot peg on the right side, and they are amazing to watch. World Speedway is a great sport.
Now, these riders come from all over the area then, right?
Yes, we got a lot of interest from Southern California. There's a national match or race Friday night in Auburn, and a lot of the racers from Los Angeles will be going to Auburn Friday night. Instead of going back home to Los Angeles, they're going to stay the night and come up here and visit us.
You got prizes?
Well, there's a cash and medals.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, okay, that's the raceway drivers. What about the short tracks? Are those
short track will look like your normal dirt track bike, except for the tires will be different. The suspension will be lowered, so they're lower center of gravity. They don't need as much suspension as a motocross bike. But basically, it'll be the same engine and frames that motocrossers will use.
Okay, now, you've done this before at the rodeo grounds. So what you put the track around, you mark the track, and how do you keep them on the outside?
Hay bales.
Hay bales. So you put hay bales or straw balls
yeah.
all around the outside of the track.
We know about hay bales on the track.
So they've only got, like, how big is the track itself? I mean, you've got the chutes there. Do you have the chutes
They'll run alongside the chutes.
They'll run alongside the chutes. Are there hay bales or straw bales there?
No, just on the turns. On the outside of the turns, and then the inside of the turn, and they'll. It's a pretty long track. It's over an eighth of a mile for them.
Okay.
And
so that's a
they'll
long
be sliding, yeah. sliding sideways, throwing a big roost up. You know.
Is that into the stands too?
No, because it's set down into the rodeo arena.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know what, Rod? This sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
And we've given away all of our tickets, but you said you've got some more tickets for us to give away.
Yeah. And the most important part is that, you know, the money is going to a good cause.
That's the big thing.
Maybe not, you know, it's not going to cure cancer, but we're going to have some athletes with some sponsorship
this year. This is a great deal. A great
Sports
idea.
Sports are very good for kids, very good for people in general. I just think it's a great outlet.
It is.
Good family, a time to spend together as a family.
Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Rod. And, okay, now everybody remember, it's this Saturday. It's down at the Rodeo Grounds, Reading Rodeo Grounds. Races begin at 6. General admission's $12. Child 6 to 12 is 8. And 5 and under is free. Yes. And it's going to be going to a good cause. Rod, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We're going to have to stop by there and take a look at this.
Appreciate you bringing me by.
Oh, you bet. Okay, here we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you want more than just to sleep every night, if you're looking for luxurious comfort and near total freedom from motion transfer, look to Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue and the best in class luxury in mattresses. The AH Beard line, manufactured with 100% natural wool to wick moisture away and control body temperature. All this provides the maximum in comfort and quality sleep every night at a truly amazing price with the best 20-year non-prorated warranty in the industry. And let's face it, you're worth it. See the AH Beard mattress line along with adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets and pillows, mattress pads, and much more, including Organipedic by OMI, the purest mattress made and manufactured right here in Northern California. Only at family-owned and operated Cresson's Mattress Gallery, your complete sleep headquarters, with the largest mattress inventory in the North State. You'll find the very best prices every day at Cresson's. Plus, you'll always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Cresson's 60-night comfort guarantee. Only at Cresson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Quality sleep at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Bye, honey.
Where are you going?
I'm headed to the Paint Mart. I want to match paint colors with wallpaper and new window blinds.
And just how are you going to do all that?
Paint Mart has this wonderful new PPG Voice of Color touchscreen where you can design paint colors, pick and choose PPG paints for walls and trim. Then I can pick out my wallpaper, blinds, and drapes, all with the ease of a large touchscreen. It's great.
At the Paint Mart, we have a design consultant to help you select the perfect PPG paint for interior, exterior, primers, and stains, including low VOC options with elegant, durable finishes and over 1,900 colors to choose from. We also carry wallpaper, custom blinds, draperies, and shutters. Paint smart with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality PPG paint, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff.
Come to Paint Mart.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, Reading, North State. We're so happy to be here. You know, our thoughts, prayers go out to the people of Weed. You know, And recent reports is that there was a fire that broke out in Red Bluff in town. So we'll keep
we'll do an update on that.
Yeah, we'll do
in
an update and find out what's happening there. But you know, I just know that there was a heartwarming story in the paper this morning. We're going to share with you a little bit, but it's nice with everything that's going on. That you know, the one thing that you know that you can count on is a good night's sleep. And I feel like I'm at my sleep number setting has been at 40, and I know that besides allergies, I can get a good night's sleep, and I'm not congested at night. I don't know if it's just because of the way my pressure points aren't being, you know, touched on. So I'm sleeping comfortably in my sleep number bed. How about you, Carl?
Well, it's not only just the sleep number. The fact is that we can adjust it with the dual air technology. Now, with the new Sleep IQ technology, it can give you an idea about how you're sleeping, how restless you are through the night, and can offer a different sleep number setting for you. And that's part of the new way of being able to sleep better through the night. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? It's priceless if you think about it. About the time you spend in bed, and then when you wake up in the morning, are you ready to go? Do you feel relaxed? Well, one of the ways you can do this is with a sleep number bed. And how do you find a sleep number bed with the dual air technology and the Sleep IQ technology? You head on down to the Target Shopping Center to the sleep number store, and you see Brian or Janice, and they're going to show you what your sleep number setting could be. And then with the Sleep Number IQ, it will further fine-tune your ability to sleep. Made in America, Consumer Reports Best Mattress of the Year, and it's guaranteed. You can't get any better than that. So head on down to our Sleep Number store, down again in the Target Shopping Center. And I tell you what, you are going to be so happy that you did. And go down there and tell them that that Carl and Linda sent you down and you wanted to get in bed. They're going to like that one.
Anyway. Hey, good morning. It's the 17th. You know, tomorrow's the big day for Scotland to make its vote. We'll be with bated breath on Friday morning to find out what's happened. And to share a lot of, you know, stories. I'm sure we're all just kind of standing by. It's affecting the world economy right now, and it will. And, you know, we've got a lot going on today. We've got tickets to give away. We've got some headlines. We've got special guests that are waiting for the 7:30 hour and here on KCNR 1460. Carl, I know you got a list there of things that you want to go over.
Well, you know what, Rod Forsyth, who was just in here, is doing this for the athletes, the student athletes that, helping them with their cost. But he's also the owner of Rod's Radiators, who has been in town a long time over on Bocelli Drive. So, you know, thanks. And there's a, you know, shout out to Rod and his company. He's been here for 35 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 35 years. And that's, you know, that's outstanding. When you think about it, he's got a radiator company.
Well, and that's a niche.
And it is. It's a niche. And he's obviously does a great job. And he's obviously a good guy. He sounds, you know, you can just look at him and for what he's doing. Okay.
So we have a couple tickets to give away for that event, which is September 20th coming up this weekend. If you want to go and get in the door, there are $12 tickets I'm going to give you two right now. Give us a call and know if you want to take a family so I can give you four. We got a stack here. Want to make sure that you make it a successful event. That means the stands are full. Give us a call at 605-4567, and that's for the Speedway Short Track Motorcycle Racing at the Rodeo Grounds this weekend.
That's right. You know what's going to be a great time when you put them in there when you put them in on that short track, and they're coming in fast. And you know what? If you've seen it, it is a lot of fun. Okay, let's get into some things that are happening. Weed, 150 structures burned. The fire's still only 30% contained. They've lost the Catholic Church, the Presbyterian Church, I'm not sure if the elementary school is burnt, but I know the library has. The Roseville lumber mill, though, has not been, it's been touched by the fire, but not destroyed. And they're going to be able to get that up and running again. It's got 136 jobs there. And one story is about a young couple who were getting married this Saturday.
Oh, that was heartfelt. It was a great report. It seems the guy rushed in and got, they're getting married, rushed in and got, retrieved the wedding dress and the wedding rings. Isn't that sweet?
He did. He was at work and Jacqueline Miller and Roy Mitchell and Roy Miller. and they're getting married this Saturday. And when he was at work, and he works in the weed, I mean, at the Pacific States Treating, which pressure treats lumber, and she works at Montgomery's Meat Shop and attends College of the Siskiyous in Southern Oregon. But he saw it happening, and he races back to their house. He rescues the dress and the rings. But that was it. Everything else for the wedding went up in flames. Everything.
Yeah.
As you turn, you know, and now, okay, there's a variety of areas that are open for helping our friends up in Weed, our fellow North Staters. If you take a look at, you can give donations, of course, to the Red Cross. The Hope Community Church, the Mount Shasta Brewery is helping in both Mount Shasta, and both they're both collecting donations. And the Shasta Regional Community Foundation has set up a disaster relief fund for weed. Now, I hate to say this, but you have to watch out for scam artists out there. Oh, I'm collecting money for weed. You know, you get these phone calls. No. Go to one that we've just read to you. Or, you know, the Red Cross is always good to be able to give help to those people up in Weed. And I feel for them. And it's a good editorial today in the Record Searchlight. It says, you know, it's hit them hard. Half the town's burnt down. Now it's got to be, you know, it's got to see what weed, are they going to rebuild? Are they going to leave?
Okay, I want to talk about something that's been in the headlines.
Sure.
I'm sure many of our listeners are exhausted with this, but you and I had a great conversation about it the other day. I think we can agree to disagree and then agree. And that's regarding what's been happening with our NFL players. And, you know, it's kind of really come to the forefront as far as abuse. And now you've got celebrities that are coming forward to say that they've experienced it or suffered it and that it's only taken till now with this recent occurrence. With the two players. But in the headlines today, the Minnesota Vikings placed Adrian Peterson on the exempt commissioner's permission list, requiring the running back to abstain from team activities during his child abuse case, the team announced Wednesday morning. This is a good decision that will allow Adrian Peterson to resolve his personal situation and the Vikings to return to focus on the football field. He was indicted last Thursday in a charge that he injured his 4-year-old son. Now, was it 4 or 14?
4.
Okay.
He's a 4-year-old.
Because we had different 4 by spanking him with a tree branch. Now, you and I were talking about the fact, okay, that in the South, how many times did you hear of or read in a book, go pick your switch?
Well, my dad did that, and I'm sure, I don't know if your dad did, but the point is not the corporal punishment. Though some people say, there should be no spanking of children or anything like that. Well, you know, we can all agree to disagree on certain things. The point with this is that there's a point in getting a child's attention. There's another point when you leave bloody welts, which is what he did. Now, the question is he a child abuser? Or is he somebody that it uses the methods he uses were too rough? Because by all accounts, and this is from all sides, says that there is no doubt that he loves his children. It's not like he is, you know, he dislikes them and he's punishing them. He loves his children. They've all agreed on that. The point is what he's doing is inappropriate, absolutely inappropriate to leave marks like that on a child. That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong.
There was a psychology about, you know, spare the rod, you know, this kind of thing about when they talk about pick the switch, there was more a psychological terror of going to the tree to pick your switch out and which one am I going to pick out because I know I'm going to get it across my butt, you know, or whatever, I'm going to switch by grandma, you know, than it was really the actual being swatted on the butt with the switch. It was just, oh my God, I have to pick my switch. So when you think about, you know, you pick out which switch you think you deserve for what you just did, for your punishment. And, you know, I know that there is, it's like anything else where maybe a temper, he's a big person, the temper took over and then it was a harder punishment. So where is this leading that there will be no, you know, that's that thing where you cannot touch your child at all.
I don't. That's not where it's going to, Bob.
Well, I recall that my elementary school principal had his Board of Education.
Oh yeah,
prominently posted on the wall.
And Mrs. Stanton used to take a ping pong paddle and just whack us. But she was like 84 years old, and I tell you what, frankly, you know, she couldn't break an egg when she was swinging.
Yeah,
but. The point is here is this, is you're right. Are we going to take it? How far are we going to take it? But there are some instances where it goes too far. And in this case, it appears, it just appears by the photos I saw that he did go way too far with this. And that his behavior is in a, you know, was too much. But should at what point does the state step in and say, no, you can't spank your child?
It takes a village.
Well, I mean, you can get into too much, but when it reaches this point, because obviously the marks were noticed, whether they took, you know, by a teacher, or I don't know how they even saw the marks. It just happened and that they were reported. Now, we got to take a break. And we have guests there talking about cystic fibrosis. And we're going to be right back after that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. Classes on health and diet. Four dietitians on the staff. It's located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Their whole point of life is helping you live a healthier and happier life by using natural foods and to make yourself healthy and keep your diet healthy. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. We'll be right back.
Hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring. At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. How is everybody out there?
Currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have an interesting day on the weather front.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River and Linda going down on October the 2nd. From 7 to 9 p.m., be Lady Bot and the Bluebirds and singing and entertaining and a night of romance on the river. What can I say? It's in the Elements Lounge in Wind River Casino on October 2nd, 7 to 9 p.m. with her band, and they're going to be doing taking us back to
do a throwback to the old lounge era. Yeah. And old Vegas, baby.
You need to give them a call at 243-3377. Ask for Elements because they are filling up the place. There is kind of somewhat limited seating. And so give them a call. Again, at Elements Lounge, it's going to be October 2nd from 7 to 9 p.m. What you looking for there?
I'm looking for the weather. Maybe Bob can give us a little update with what's happening. He's got the screen pulled up there. We're going to be moving some mics around because he's got a bird's eye there of what's happening on the weather scene.
Well, currently in downtown, we're looking at about 64 degrees. For some reason, the airport readout is not currently loading, but we show 64 in town. Clouds and then maybe some showers tonight. They've dropped off that percentage to about 40%. So a little bit cooler, but more muggy and possibility of thunderstorms on your Thursday. That is very bad news if given our local dry conditions. So stay tuned.
We've had dry conditions and fires for the whole year, starting in January.
Maybe if you'll just keep us updated on the fire. I know you can look at it through a different computer you have over there.
Okay. We've got today with us Heidi Rischel from and Great Strides, but also Shane Klein and Kinsey Klein.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
You know, it's funny when people come in, they're like, oh, I'm going to be on the radio. No, this is really great because we're all here for a common interest, and that's to let our listeners know about the Great Strides event that's happening September 27th, and this is the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. You're going to be having a special event, and right now let's go to Shane. And Shane, what is, for our listeners, what is cystic fibrosis?
Well, cystic fibrosis is a life-threatening genetic disease, and it affects the lungs and the digestive system of approximately 30,000 children in the United States and adults. And it's a genetic disease. So with us, we didn't know we had carried the gene, but both parents have to carry the gene to get cystic fibrosis. Okay?
So you wouldn't know that, and then you had a child, and the child had it, and you were thinking, well,
We had a daughter before that, and she was fine. So our youngest has CF. So
all right. So there, you're having kids. You're married. You got a beautiful life, and so it would be just like, and so you can deal. It's manage. You can manage this.
It is manageable. One of the things is if you look at people with cystic fibrosis, you wouldn't really realize it unless they have a severe lung infection and they're coughing a lot. But from the outward appearance, they don't look like anything's wrong with them.
Right.
That's kind of where it gets frustrating for a parent with the children with CF is people go, oh, your kid looks fine. But they're not. They deal with their disease their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
They do treatments twice a day. You know, they do breathing treatments. Kinsey wears a vest. It shakes her to get the mucus loose.
Okay.
Basically, with CF, your salts don't transfer properly in your body. And it builds this thick, sticky mucus, which builds up in your lungs, basically. So if you're susceptible to pneumonia, lung disease, also affects their pancreas. Okay, so they don't produce a pancreatic enzyme to break down the fats in your food. So they have to take pills. There's a whole regimen of pills that people with CF have to take every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that you deal with because there is no cure. That's why we're doing the walk.
But they're making as strides. We say, strides in fighting this. Right?
Yes, they are making strides. There's new drugs out there that help manage, but they're not necessarily a cure. So we need to find a cure. That's why we have the walk.
There you go. And Kinsey, good morning.
Good morning.
You are a cutie. You are.
Kinsey,
what's your everyday here? Because you have your dad says you have a vest that shakes your chest.
Mm-hmm. I also do a breathing treatment which is my neb that also helps. It also helps me shake the mucus out of my lungs, including my vest that I do every morning and every night.
Okay. So, Kinsey, you were on last year, and I remember you walked in the door and said, oh, darling Kinsey. Do you feel different than your friends?
Not really.
So do you hang out? Do you get to do slumber parties?
No, but,
But can they come and have slumber parties at your house?
Yeah.
Okay. So so when you go to school and
Daddy's probably saying, well, I didn't really.
He's older.
Well, how old are you,
Kinsey? I think you invite 10 or 12 of your friends over.
Yeah, 10's about there, yeah.
Invite 10 of your friends over. Your dad can do it.
So
she can have sleepovers, but just not yet.
Okay.
They can hang out. It's other CF. They don't want other CF patients to hang out with other CF patients because it's easier, it's more susceptible for them to get lung infections and other stuff together. They used to have camps back in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
And that turned out not so good.
Okay.
Because everybody ended up getting sick.
Okay.
Okay.
From these camps.
So you've got something. So, but you, so what do you like to do? What's your favorite hobbies there, honey?
I do 4 dance classes.
Okay.
4 different types of dance. Share with us what those are.
I do jazz, hip hop, modern, and acro.
Okay. Now, do you do that for your pleasure, or do you audition for any of the local productions? Did you do Kids Unlimited?
No, I go to Dreamweaver Dance Studio.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. So are you in any of their recitals? Yeah, your performances.
Recitals, yes. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Okay, Kinsey, I want to talk to Heidi for a second. Here, Heidi, hop in there. Just move it over there.
Okay.
Okay, Heidi, tell us about Great Strides this weekend. I'm sorry, the 27th.
Yes, on the 27th, we're going to have our annual Great Strides Walk again here at the Sundial Bridge. We are looking for walkers to come and support our cause to help raise funds for research. It's going to start registration for our walkers at 9 o'clock, and they will take off at 10:30 after some announcements, some little warm-up, some speeches from some of our local CF community. They'll walk about 4 miles approximately. We've got a lot of different sponsors out there that will be handing out water. Our Simpson University college students are going to be our turnaround spot, and then they'll come back to the bridge, and Outback is going to host a lunch for everybody that is a registered walker. We will have the band Cattle Rocket, which is a country rock band, will be there performing this year.
Cattle Rocket's everywhere. Have you noticed that?
They are. They're right. Awesome. They've stepped up to support us and try
a lot
to, you know, make it a really fun festive event. We'll have many raffles going on, and some performances by Kinsey's Dance Studio actually will be there. So we'll have a lot of our CF community comes out for that too, but we really want to get the word out because CF is not a common known disease. It is a fatal genetic disease that there is no cure at this time. So we are working on, there are been, like I said, Great Strides, the name says it all, but there is no cure still. It is a progressive genetic disease. It does affect more than just your lungs. Like Shane said, it affects all your internal organs. Everything that has a mucous membrane is affected. So your liver is affected, your sinuses, as it progresses, there ends up with multiple hospitalizations for lung infections to do IV antibiotics to keep their lungs from harboring these infections that or bacteria that would be not harmful to you and I. But for someone with CF, it is harmful, and it causes scarring of their lungs and leads to them losing their lung function slowly over time. So the CF Foundation has greatly put lots of funds into drugs. My daughter has been one of the unlucky that's able to take one drug that only 4% of the CF population can take. It is helping slow the progression somewhat, but it's not giving a full return to a normal quality of life that most young adults adults live to.
She's 24.
She's 24 now.
And when did you discover that she has CF?
She was diagnosed when she was 10 months old. We didn't know why she wasn't gaining weight. She was having respiratory issues. And so finally, after about 3 months, they diagnosed her. And so at that time, we were able to start respiratory treatments at least twice a day. Some of them are going up to 4 times a day, depending what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now,
So you live with this, you manage it, you pray, you work hard, you do these walks, you try to raise funds for the cure.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, well, we're gonna I don't know if we have a PSA yet, but we will today.
Great. Thank you very much for having us.
Well, you know what? We are now. Now, the it's going to be on the 27th. Call Heidi at 530-524-0183 for more information. Or you can come on down to the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay at what time?
We start registering walkers at 9 o'clock, and the actual walk will kick off with them actually moving their feet at 10:30.
Okay, I did not see a time in here, so we're going to add a time in here.
Perfect,
then.
Thank you.
Okay, 9 o'clock, sign up, 10:30, and then it's got a lunch and everything. And Kenzie, we like having you on. We want you to come on every year.
Come watch her dance.
And, you just tell us, when you're
Dreamweaver.
We'll be there, okay?
Dreamweaver Studios.
Thank you so much for coming in, Shane, Kenzie, and Heidi. And it's on the 27th, and we'll be talking a lot about that. Let's get out there and help. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain. Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We've got a lively studio this morning. Lots of conversation going on here. And it's 749. You are listening to 1460. This is KCNR. Carl.
And Linda Bott. I love it.
Welcome to our show. Mostly sunny today. It's currently 64 degrees if I'm just doing the forecast here. High, our temperatures will be around 91. Yes, there's going to be 20-mile gusts of wind. I don't know about you, but the barometric pressure yesterday just about killed me. So I looks like we may have a chance of showers today with our lows around 60. Chance of showers tomorrow with our temperatures in the 80s and partly cloudy tomorrow night with temperatures around 61. Then we go up to what they would say is a hot day, 97. Not quite to the triple digits on Friday and also on Saturday with our highs in the 90s as well as Sunday. So be careful with the – we are in red alert with the fires as well. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call. They are locally owned and operated. We thank them for their support as always. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Gunnery Sergeant Bill Phelan is with us. Good morning, Gunny.
Good morning, sir. Thanks again for having us. We really appreciate what you both you do for the veterans community and their families.
Well, you know what? I wish there was more we could do. And, you know, we sometimes...
Well, you... Go ahead, Carl.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. I'm excited
thanks.
About the
we
news.
Sometimes, we sometimes forget that, and I shouldn't say forget. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in different things. But it goes all back to thanking those who have stood on the walls to protect us in our ways of life. And now, loose your exuberance.
Well, no, the exciting news is you have just been selected, the Purple Heart. Share with us what the news is.
Well, we the McConnell Foundation, we were named the Nonprofit of the Year for Shasta County. And it was just a marvelous it was kind of a validation of what our guys do. But when you consider the entities that were under consideration, you know, Think Pink and
a lot of different groups there.
To be mentioned in their name is a blessing, and to be chosen is, you know, and we're just so excited, so delighted. And the thing about it is they gave us a check for $2,500 that we can use to help our veterans and their families. And it's important that people know, all the money stays here in the North State. Now, we do have two Purple Heart veterans who live in Weed. I tried to call them yesterday. I couldn't get through on the phones. Mm-hmm. But if they need help, obviously we'll help them. But generally speaking, Shasta County is where we spend our money.
Okay. Now, to be the nonprofit organization of the year is big, and because there's so many of them around here. It was a surprise too, right? They just invited you to come down?
It was a delightful surprise. Actually, we were chosen to be considered, and they invited us out for the dinner, but we had no idea that we would be chosen. And like I said, when the other entities were out there, we were just impressed by what they do for the community. And when we were chosen, it was just a blessing. And we're so grateful to whomever made that decision. And I promise you, we'll put that money to good use.
Well, we know you will. Okay, now there's something else coming up we want to talk a few minutes about. Marine Corps Ball.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, the Marine Corps Birthday Ball, the event of the year. We can talk about all these other events. But the Marine Corps Birthday Ball is going to be November 10th. As it is every year, where two Marines gather together to celebrate the birth of our wonderful Corps. And that is part of the General John E. Lejeune's message you'll hear this year, is that's what started the more organized balls and for our birthday celebration. And this year, again, it's going to be at Wind River. It's going to have – we can take how many people?
300? Well, hopefully 300.
Hopefully we can get 300 in there.
We're looking forward to, you know, we have a marvelous – every year we're blessed with great guest speakers. We've had prisoners of war. We've had combat aces. This year we have a Marine first lieutenant who served in Vietnam as a platoon commander. And after he got out of the Marine Corps, he went to work as an international air marshal. And he has some marvelous anecdotes to tell about that. And It is the Marine Corps ball, but we want to emphasize it's open to the public.
It's open to everybody.
And every branch of the military gets a toast in our ball. So if you don't have to say, well, I'm not a Marine, I can't go.
Well, my buddy, Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, is always there. We have Marines ranging from 80, I want to say he's close to 85 now, Bob McIntosh.
It's a nice event.
Who landed at Tarawa at age 15 when he enlisted at age 14, and then landed at Tarawa at age 15 and fought through the war like that. He'll be there, and we'll have people even older than he.
Well, another thing about Bob, he came back for Korea, and so Bob served in World War II and Korea.
And he is still. I mean, he and I have lunch together.
Yeah, he's a
great guy.
He's a good guy.
So.
It's a nice event, I'm trying to say. It's a nice event. It's very – people love to dress up. There's a band, Lou White Band.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful event, and there's so much history, rich, steep history. I've learned so much since I've been married to Carl and the Marines, of course. You guys have a brethren, and it is a spectacular event. How do people get tickets?
I wish I had his phone number, but Iron Mike Gutierrez, who was a retired first lieutenant from Vietnam,
if you just give us a call here at the station, 605-4565, I've got his number, and then we'll put it out on the on a regular basis, and I think we should have a PSA running here soon, if not now, about talking about this. But here's the thing: it's dancing. You'll have a little pageantry there. The pipers will be there. The bagpipers. Yeah, you're going to have dancing. The Lou White Band. A great guest speaker. You'll have a cutting of the cake. You'll hear the message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps, the new Commandant of the Marine Corps.
Good man.
Yes, he is. Fighting Joe. And you're going to be hearing about the future of the Marine Corps. Where the Marine Corps has done the past year and where we're going in the future. You're going to be all this is in a wonderful dinner provided, of course, by Wind River Casino and Resort. And they take really good care of the Marines there, as they do other people.
Well, I want to say one thing, speaking of the dinner. I don't think anywhere in the county for $35 you can get what we are offering. We try to keep it at $35 because a lot of the younger veterans, Marines and soldiers coming back, they don't have a tremendous amount of money. If we can keep our dinner at $35 per person with everything that we offer, I just don't think you can beat that in.
It's going to be a great time. We always have a great time. You get to see people, hear old stories. But like I said, everybody's invited. You don't have to be a veteran. You don't have to have served in combat. You don't have to have served at all. You can just come because you want to have a good time and see what goes on at the Marine Corps Ball. And we have a wonderful time. And you get to hear Linda sing.
Absolutely. And Semper Fidelis, and God bless the United States Marine Corps.
All right. Hey, Gunny, thanks so much for coming by today.
Well, thank you for having me, and I am just I hope that everybody realizes that if they want to help the Purple Heart, we are the nonprofit of the year, and we do work hard for veterans and their families.
How do they get a hold of you or to be able to, you know, to donate?
My cell is 530-339-5449. And thank you again very much for everything you do for us, and God bless.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Guns. Hey, we've got some tickets to give away. A couple of tickets for a dinner at the CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California is having their 30th anniversary. They were on the other day and how they help people. People of all levels of society and all this. But we have two tickets for the banquet here. It's going to be a great dinner. Doors open at 5 p.m. Dinner and program begins at 6. First, you know, just give us a call at 605-4567, and you get to go to this. This is, like I said, it's a banquet and a silent auction, and they do a lot for our community. They were on earlier this week, or last week, and this is one of their largest fundraisers, and they do a lot for those people that those ladies or families that have find themselves with child. And what they can and their alternatives in all different parts, but the their clientele range from a 13-year-old right now to a lady in her 40s. So give us a call, 605-4567. If you'd like to go to this 30th anniversary banquet and silent auction for CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California.
Where's it being held?
Well, thank you very much. Because
okay.
It's on the back here.
Isn't it at Christian? Reading Christian?
Reading Christian Fellowship.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Reading Christian
right
Fellowship.
Here. It's
yeah.
right here. Reading Christian Fellowship. It's on Victor Avenue where we go to church. I just couldn't remember exactly where it is. And you have to, once you get this, you just have to call to register. So, hey, when we come back, Sheriff Tom Basinko is going to join us. We're going to talk about crime, which has been in everybody's mind here for the last year, and what's being done about it at all levels to fight these guys and girls who feel like it's okay for them to come in and take our stuff. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Congress has opened hearings into the Benghazi attacks that claimed the lives of four Americans. We get an update from SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill.
In his opening statement, Chairman Trey Gowdy said there remain a lot of unanswered questions.
To those who believe it is time to move on, to those who believe that there is nothing left to discover, that all the questions have been asked and answered, and that we've learned all the lessons that there are to be learned, we have heard all of that before.
Democrat Elijah Cummings urging the panel to focus on improving security.
And although we cannot eliminate every risk, we must do everything that we can to keep Americans as safe as possible when they are serving overseas.
Today's hearings focusing on security improvements recommended by an independent board.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. The militant Islamic State group has released a video warning to the United States if it's thinking about sending troops to Iraq or Syria.
Show how strong this group is to put this message out. And the other part of the message is warning the United States. It could be kind of this last-ditch effort or attempt to convince the U.S. that this isn't worth it, that this isn't worth the fight. This is not something you want to get involved in.
Colin Clark, an international security expert with the RAND Corporation. Excitement and apprehension in the air today in Scotland, where a referendum on breaking away from the United Kingdom is set for tomorrow. Voting no, Helen Crony of Scotland.
I think it would be a disaster for Scotland, and I am deeply worried about this happening.
Voters who want to stay in the United Kingdom fear the country they live in may soon cease to exist. The U.S. current account trade deficit narrowed slightly in the second quarter.
The Commerce Department says the deficit in the current account fell to $98.5 billion in the second quarter. That's down by 3.5% from the revised $102.1 billion deficit in the first quarter.
That's SRN's Jeremy House on Wall Street. Things doing well in early trading. The Dow is up about 24 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only, see store for details.
U.S. government scientists are launching winged drones into Hurricane Edouard, hoping to collect data that could help forecasters understand what makes some storms strengthen into monsters while others fizzle out.
This week's launches mark the first time that unmanned aircraft have been dispatched from Hurricane Hunter planes flying through Atlantic tropical storms. Scientists with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say the 3-foot, 7-pound drones are designed to spend hours slowly descending through storms, particularly in the lowest parts of a hurricane where planes can't fly. NOAA got a handful of the drones this year to test during the peak of hurricane season thanks to post-Hurricane Sandy federal funding. Edouard is the first major hurricane of the 6-month Atlantic storm season, but it remained no threat to land. Keith Peters, SRN News.
The Atlanta Braves have announced the name of their new Cobb County Stadium, SunTrust Park. The team And the Atlanta-based bank said they have entered into a 25-year naming rights deal. This is SRN News. NASA is one big step closer to launching Americans again from U.S. soil instead of having to do it from Kazakhstan.
The Boeing Corporation, or Boeing as I will refer to them the rest of my talk, and Space Exploration Technologies, or SpaceX, have each presented to us designs that will allow us to fly crews to the International Space Station in just a few years.
And this will be a new approach. NASA Administrator Charles Bowden explains that NASA wants both companies to be building usable vehicles.
We're going to need as many providers as we can. So our intent is, as long as the providers meet our requirements, we want to use them. Ideally, several years from now, there will not just be the International Space Station, but there will be other laboratories.
And the deal will end NASA's expensive reliance on Russia for trips to the space station. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And this is Carla Lindenbaugh here at the 8 o'clock hour. You're tuned in to, KCNR. It's currently 63 degrees, 8:05 in the morning. It's the 17th. You know, tomorrow is the big day, is the big vote from Scotland. I think we're going to probably hear about it because they are, 14 hours ahead of us? Was it 10 or 14 hours?
I think it's 10. And you're right. This is a huge vote.
So we'll be hearing about it tonight. Tonight, we'll be tuning in to hear what's happening. I think tomorrow, definitely we'll be discussing it first thing in the morning.
The sheriff's tied up right now in something that's happening, but he's going to be here. He's on his way. He should be here in about 5 or 6 minutes. 8:06 in the morning here on Wednesday, September 17th, hump day.
It is 4 in the afternoon in London.
Four in the afternoon right now. Tomorrow is a huge day. It could be breaking up the United Kingdom, but now the people are starting to say they don't think that yes vote's going to happen. That people are starting to say they're starting to have these quivers of fear of about losing being part of the United Kingdom and the impact it can have, like having to have your own currency. That's just part of it, having their own currency. It's not like if the state of Jefferson, where you still have the dollar and you still have highways that go through there. The fact is that in there, you want your own separate country. Fine. You get your own separate currency then. You want to be a euro? Ask how that's working for everybody.
Well, yeah, a lot of pensioners freaking out because if they have done government service or something, and that's, of course, one of the things that residents of the potential state of Jefferson would face is how do people who are on pensions get their money?
Well, they still get paid. I mean, but the state of California would still pay the pensioners. They pay. Okay, if you retire from the state of California and you move to Nebraska, they'd still pay you. It doesn't make any –
but CalPERS is trying to divide up, and I guess for people who are currently employed, it starts getting very stupid.
Well, at that point – yeah, that's right. Okay, at that point, then you've stopped working for – it would be like anything. If you don't work for CalPERS, if you don't move and continue to work for CalPERS, then you're at least, it ends then. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We were in there yesterday and saw Shelley and had some coffee and ran into some of the gang, who actually have shows here on KCNR 1460. That was great. They've got loose tea leaves. Carl was happy to get
a berserk in there.
Yes. And coming up on the holiday, of course, they were going to have wonderful holiday coffee and special Christmas and Thanksgiving coffees and packages, which
That's
is
right.
great. You know,
Tobacco and Brew, 2143
Hilltop Drive.
Great
we love. They've been with us since. They really support the veterans. They've been with us since day one.
Yes. Yes.
We embrace them and love them. All right. Oh, and headlines. The number of Ebola cases could start doubling every 3 weeks in West Africa. This is according to the World Health Organization. The outbreak could cost nearly $1 billion to contain, so it does not turn into a human catastrophe. But of course, our president is ordering the deployment of 3,000
military.
I want to know if you were serving, you're always serving. But I mean, if you were serving and you were called up, they're saying, I don't know how I'd feel. I mean, I guess when you serve our country, the world, it's our country, the world. Well, you're going to be now deployed to, what, set up Ebola camps?
In Liberia. They're going there to set up the camps and for the Ebola patients to go to. Now, frankly, I don't know if you can be vaccinated against it since it's an airborne disease or a mosquito-borne disease.
There's no cure.
At this time, there is no vaccine.
There's no vaccine.
Working on.
Now,
I mean, they're curing it.
It can be cured, but it's intensive as it is. So we've got 3,000 troops heading over to Liberia. We've got 500 troops on the ground right now in Iraq, with more coming. And the chairman of from the chief of staff of the armed forces, I heard him briefing today. And he says, look, if we're going to take ISIS out of Mosul and push them out of Mosul with the Kurds whom we've been training, we need to have advisors go with them during the fighting. What's that sound like? We put advisors in. Now the advisors are going to lead the attacks. They're going to be there. I'll tell you what they're using them for. They're using them for. They're going to use them for calling in air. And I'm pretty sure that's probably what they're going to be doing. They're going to be using them for supporting arms, but they're still going to be in the middle of the fight. Then they've also said is that we're going to need to put probably 10,000 troops on the ground there to make this happen. And then right after that, what I see happening is, and probably should have happened 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, is status of forces agreement, and they're going to leave troops there. That's going to be the bottom line. Be a status of forces agreement, we're going to put troops back into Iraq.
Well, the numbers show that at least 2,400 deaths have been blamed on the outbreak, which has touched Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, Nigeria, and Senegal since it was first recognized in March. Yep. Half of the nearly 5,000 cases occurred in the last 3 weeks. 3 weeks! An official said Tuesday that it was not unthinkable that 20,000 could become infected before the outbreak is over.
Well,
this is like the worst nightmare films that we're seeing about.
Yeah, but 20,000 is I mean, then you've got the people that are on the
coming
on
across the border
and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Anyway, hey, he just walked in.
Good
morning.
Because you have never been late. You have never missed a time in five years. And then I thought, well, you know what? I talked to Becky a few weeks ago, and we were talking about dates. And I thought, did I misdate this? Because
I was almost going to call in and say, hey, I forgot, or I can't get here because I'm sick, and then put a little panic into you, but didn't do that.
Well, no, I've got five different things to talk about.
But traffic was way backed up on Highway 44. There was no accident or anything, but it was choked up around on East Street because they have construction there. And so there's a lot of people turning left off of 44 onto East, and it was really backing up traffic.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it is because of the
downtown, too.
The Shasta, right down here on this road. It is amazing what that – when you close the Shasta Avenue here, what that does to traffic. People go crazy here. I mean, I have to go in a circle. I have to literally circle in to hit the right spot.
Right.
But anyway,
glad to be here.
What's new? You've been traveling.
I was down in Sacramento.
Yeah.
One of our correctional officers, Correctional Officer John Zufall, received the highest honor that you can receive in the state of California, and he was awarded the Governor's Medal of Valor, along with 13 other gentlemen, peace officers throughout the state of California. And that was last year. John was on a dive operation, and a diver went down. He exceeded his time to come back up, and he went down to 173 feet and then did an emergency ascent, and he ended up getting bent and had to spend a couple of days in the decomp chamber. Unfortunately, the other diver did not survive, and he was awarded the Medal of Valor for his bravery and heroism.
Going back down there so deep.
That really exceeded all safe limits.
All his depth tables.
And he served our nation in the Navy as well as a Navy diver.
Now, we've met him before all this happened. It was right after the incident. And it was at one of the many events we all go to. And what struck me is a very quiet, self-effacing gentleman.
He is.
And you know what? When you're going down to that depth, you know you're going to bend yourself. you know you're going to do it. I mean, and this part right there is, you know, when you go to this law, when you spend this time, that the only way you don't get bent is to spend hours, literally hours in decompression on the way back, with people having to drop tanks to you, and you've got to breathe the nitrogen off.
Right.
And the thing with the bends is that these little nitrogen bubbles get into your bloodstream, and as you go up further up, these nitrogen bubbles expand. Mm-hmm. And they call them the bends because they go into your joints and, in a lot of cases, and the pain is just incredible. Mm-hmm. So, when we were doing a lot of dive ops, we were doing deeper dive ops, that there was always a decompression chamber sitting there you could just throw somebody into when they came up just to make sure they didn't. Otherwise, so he was in a decompression chamber for 2 days.
Yeah. So quite an operation, and very nice award ceremony. The awards were presented by Governor Brown and by AG, Attorney General Kamala Harris, down at the state capitol. And then there was, of course, chiefs of police and other sheriffs and executive staff there for supporting their awardees. It was from San Bernardino, had a number of officers, Santa Monica College Police, Santa Monica Police, and Los Angeles International Airport Police all were receiving awards for their acts of bravery and courage. Well, in the line of duty.
Well, I tell you what, that's super. Okay, our guest, Sheriff Thomas Sinkle, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and let's get into the crime fighting of in the county. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
If you want more than just to sleep every night, if you're looking for luxurious comfort and near total freedom from motion transfer, look to Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue and the best in class luxury in mattresses. The AH Beard line, manufactured with 100% natural wool to wick moisture away and control body temperature. All this provides the maximum in comfort and quality sleep every night at a truly amazing price with the best 20-year non-prorated warranty in the industry. And let's face it, you're worth it. See the AH Beard mattress line along with adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets and pillows, mattress pads, and much more, including Organipedic by OMI, the purest mattress made and manufactured right here in Northern California. Only at family-owned and operated Cresson's Mattress Gallery, your complete sleep headquarters, with the largest mattress inventory in the North State. You'll find the very best prices every day at Cresson's. Plus, you'll always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Cresson's 60-night comfort guarantee. Only at Cresson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Quality sleep at an affordable price.
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Bye, honey.
Where are you going?
I'm headed to the Paint Mart. I want to match paint colors with wallpaper and new window blinds.
And just how are you going to do all that?
Paint Mart has this wonderful new PPG Voice of Color touchscreen where you can design paint colors, pick and choose PPG paints for walls and trim. Then I can pick out my wallpaper, blinds, and drapes, all with the ease of a large touchscreen. It's great.
At the Paint Mart, we have a design consultant to help you select the perfect PPG paint for interior, exterior, primers, and stains, including low VOC options with elegant, durable finishes and over 1,900 colors to choose from. We also carry wallpaper, custom blinds, draperies, and shutters. Paint smart with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality PPG paint, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff.
Come to Paint Mart.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. Welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John Bastiani prides himself on having anything that his customers could possibly want and the best customer service in Northern California. Guns or ammo. Give him a call, 222-8222. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, right here in Reading. Our guest at 8:20 in the morning, right here on the 17th of September, is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Glad to be here.
Good morning.
Okay, Tom.
Glad to have you here.
A lot of things going on.
We do.
Let's talk about the big thing. You know, the tax measure coming up is to move people out of, you know, be able to move people out of the jail and add more police. But you've said on the show and other times that that's not where the problem is.
Correct. And what Carl was referring to is Measure F that'll be on November 3rd's ballot.
Right.
That for the city of Reading, whether or not to approve a quarter cent sales tax for public safety. And Mayor Bozzetti has said, hey, we'll take part of that money and get an agreement and send it over to the sheriff so we can send people out of county in what we call out of county contract beds. And that's all very good because it would help. But the immediate need we have right now is for what we call pretrial beds. Those are for people that get arrested, are in jail, and then are waiting to go to court and go to trial. And that makes up over about 80% of our jail population. And there's still sentenced people in jail. Those are some people that are sentenced to jail that aren't good for our work programs or to put on GPS, or people waiting to go to prison. I was checking the stats yesterday, and we always have anywhere from 8 to 10 people that are awaiting to go off to state prison, and another handful of people that are waiting to go to state mental hospitals for evaluation. So there's some of those that are static, and you just can't.
They're not going to be moving.
Can't move out.
Right, and you've got some really hardcore guys that nobody's going
to
take.
That's correct. And then when you move them out of county, they have to be medically sound. They don't want medical problems being sent to another county. They can't be big discipline problems and everything. So there's a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross. So this immediate need, you know, can't be solved quickly. Senator Gaines has helped out, and he wanted to propose a bill to send some people out of state. Assemblyman Dolly has written letters to the governor. Mayor Bozzetti wrote a letter to the governor as well explaining the problem, and I've written a letter to the governor as well. Had a phone conversation with the governor a couple of weeks ago, and then when I was down in Sacramento for these Medal of Valor awards, after the awards were all over, went back and touched base and visited with him for about another 15 minutes explaining the problems as well.
To explain the problem is that we need a place to put about 200 bad guys.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
And their answer to this is?
He hears, but you know that a lot of it is
does not
it's
see.
Not, it's, well, it's not
he
a
hears,
state,
but does not
somewhat
see.
Of a state issue. But I explained it that it is because of prison realignment has made the problem worse, especially with not sending people to prison because certain amount of people don't go to prison now because of the way the laws were changed.
Did you tell them we didn't have the you know Jer, we didn't have this problem before AB 109?
We actually had the problem of capacity releases. That's been around since 1993. But boy, when we saw in 2011 when realignment kicked in, that's when we saw the releases go up. So I explained that to him, and what I'm doing is looking into some alternatives. So could we take an existing county building and make it fit the criteria and the regulations regarding jails and cells and all that, and use that for a in-custody facility for some of these offenders that are burglars and druggies and stuff that get out. And that would end up being, one estimate is several million dollars, then it costs several million dollars to operate it. And then we've looked into modular jails, and they make modular jails like great big building blocks of steel that are ready to go, but you have to add plumbing and a foundation and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And those are also several million dollars plus the operational cost. So there's a lot of money involved, especially the ongoing operational cost. If you were to build a jail, and we had a chance to do that
a few years ago,
and the board of supervisors turned that money down because they could not identify where the operational cost money would come from. That was going to be about $6 to $8 million. And we know that the economy hasn't gotten much better since then. So exploring a lot of options and seeing what we can do. I'd like to put together a workshop in the future at the board, and we'll probably look at doing that in the future, probably after the first year, get some of these things behind us. We're looking at potential for the military is a highly mobile operation, and they have to be just by their nature. But are there buildings that the military uses, modular buildings, that to either house prisoners, where they end up with prisoners of war, or people that are in the brig, or just the barracks that they have for the soldiers? Some obviously can't do tents, but there are modular buildings that are a little bit more permanent on some of these bases.
That the Marines live in while they're building the barracks. They're perfectly good for anybody to live in.
And so then what are their specifications? How are they built? Would they be secure? And would they meet the criteria, what it would take to meet the criteria of a jail facility?
We need what we need, and we've talked about this, and I know you're looking at so many different things, is I think what everybody agrees on is we need a facility quickly that can put 200 people away.
Yeah.
And then once you arrest the 200, the rest will go away because they know now they're going to be held until
trial. That would be a little bit optimistic. I would disagree with you on that. They won't go away. But maybe it might slow them down.
Well, if you take 200 of the worst off the streets.
Yeah. It would definitely be a big improvement.
And then it's getting to be wintertime.
But the hard part is still, where does the money come from to put up the buildings and get it going? Because it still gets into the millions of dollars. And then also the operational costs, the cost of feeding them, medical, the staff to supervise them, and ongoing costs, which is a concern. So where does that come from? That could come from Measure F if it passes. It has a pretty steep mountain to go over to pass because it needs 66 2/3% vote.
But if you said, Tom, okay, I've got this here. I've got these facilities, whether the steel ones or wherever you get them from, Pendleton, whatever. We can put this up, and it's going to cost us this much to build it. And this would only be, and we're looking at this as a temporary facility for 2 years until we get the other place up. And, you know, is could we take Measure F money and at least it gives people an idea. Okay, then we're going to build this thing.
Correct.
Here's the plan for it. Here's where it's going to be. And this is how much it's going to cost.
Right. And you got to get up. You got to get people out to vote. You have to get people out to vote.
But they have to see that.
And even then, it takes a while to get people hired and trained.
Right.
And that's not an easy task.
No, it's not. You need to do almost a private firm.
And some people have also said, hey, what about juvenile hall? Because we have the old juvenile hall. The problem with that is that building was 55-plus years old. It was in a really sad condition even when it was operational. There's some environmental issues. And then to bring it up to today's standards for jails would be much too expensive. It would be easier to raise it and start new. Now, we are got a project going for an adult rehabilitative center, about 64 beds. We don't know if we can do what we can do with other configurations. We know that we're going to make it to where it can be expanded upon if other monies come available, and that would certainly help. And that'll be primarily for sentenced people working on services and programs, vocational stuff to try and break that cycle of recidivism. And it won't be 100% effective. We know that we can't make everybody rehabilitated.
Okay. Let's go to the phones.
Henry.
Good morning. Thanks for waiting, Henry. Hello, Henry. Good morning.
Henry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're on.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes.
You're on. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, when I grew up, we used to have what they called a vagrancy law. Does that still affect it? Is that an effect in California?
I'm not sure which law you're referring to, but I would say probably not. There's been tons of
law. Vagrancy law, when I grew up, was if they didn't have any means of support, they were moved on.
No. Unfortunately, as you drive around our community and communities throughout California, you see a lot of vagrancy, the homeless and transients. It's really bad here, but it's even worse in Sacramento and Chico and other areas.
Well, maybe you ought to take a lesson from history.
Well, I would love to if our state legislature would do that.
Well,
but
a fella some years back that had four cells and he never had an overcrowding problem.
Unfortunately,
Judge Roy Bean.
Yes, unfortunately, there's been several lawsuits in the Fresno area and in the city of Sacramento against the police department when they go in to clean up these homeless encampments and remove property, and then the homeless get an attorney sue the city entities for destroying their property, what we may think is just feces-covered junk and needs to be disposed of. They have gone back and sued the cities for hundreds of thousands of dollars for disposing of these homeless people's what they claim is property.
Well, so, you can't just tell them to move on, then.
No, you can tell them. If they don't, there's no law violation. And then there's been some other problems as well that's cropped up. They've had court decisions that you have to hang on to their property for 90 days, which causes a huge storage problem. But we've worked on it. There's one gentleman that has helped clean up the Mercy Canyon right near Mercy Hospital and has done an outstanding job of working with the property owners and getting it cleaned up.
And you can do that, Henry, on private property. You can just you don't need to do any of this stuff. It's your property. You can move things off.
And I know within the city of Reading, the police department is working on it's illegal under a city ordinance to camp like in the parks. And so they'll go in and cite some of the transients and homeless people for camping in the park overnight to get them to move along.
Load them on a bus and send them to Sacramento so the legislature to have them.
That you could do that, but that'd probably get us in a whole lot of trouble. But
I think it's called kidnapping.
Yes, not good.
Anyway,
but thank you for calling in, Henry.
Thanks, Henry.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, hey, we got to take a break. Sheriff Tom Pasinko is our guest. When we come back, we've got Measure A.
Measure A.
And there's some other things we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, we will.
We'll be right back.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hello, Frank Muse with Norton Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Reading, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:32 in the morning. It's 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 64 degrees out there. It's going up in the 90s. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, and, of course, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we have Dr. Paiush Dinuka on the phone. Good morning,
good
Doctor.
Morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
And good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to make a quick comment. First of all, thank you for all you and your staff, as well as the Reading Police Department does for the city. And there's a huge problem with the vagrant population, as well as the crime and prison overcrowding. I have one simple solution to offer: open carry.
Open carry, I get what you're saying. For those of you that don't know what open carry is, it's being able to carry a gun essentially on your hip openly and not concealed. That's what the doctor is referring to.
Yes. I know you are a big supporter of CCW permits in the county, and thank you for that. But I think if we have that, a lot of this problem will reduce without too much expense, and it will be less risky for everyone.
Well, you know, your idea is received and understood, but then a couple of years ago, our state legislature and our governor signed into law banning open carry.
I understand. I know your hands are tied, but I'm just saying there's a solution as a state. That's what we need to move to. That's the only long-term solution. Everything else is going to be banned.
And that would be good for self-protection, as is the concealed weapons process, and then people take on a huge responsibility when they're carrying a firearm to make sure that they are doing it properly and are within the law.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Very much.
Thanks.
Thank you,
lot,
doctor, for calling in.
The doctor has got a wonderful, a wonderful sense of humor. But, but down deep, every bit of humor, it's based on fact there. Going back into this before
I don't want to interrupt you, but gun ownership in the United States is up at record levels.
Right.
And coincidentally, violent crime is down. And the places you see the most heavy gun regulations, Washington, D.C., now I know that's not a state,
thank God.
New York, Chicago, and other states, Illinois is in Chicago's in Illinois,
right,
and California have some of the highest crime rates and violent crime.
An armed society is a polite society.
Well, but you're absolutely, this is absolutely true. One more thought on the tax here.
On Measure F.
On Measure F. Is that it's not just if you bring on 20 more policemen, and then as you were pointing out during the break, you also need more public defenders, more district attorneys, and more judges.
Court clerks, judges. Court,
which is true. It's not really covered in that part, when they're explaining this, but the bottom line still is
jail space.
Jail space. You arrest, they're doing this. Your guys and the police, God bless them, are arresting them.
Don't get me wrong. We certainly need more police.
Oh, yeah.
Service officers for those not-in-progress calls.
More deputies.
More deputy sheriffs, definitely. And it's good that the city council put this out on the ballot. It's expected, if it passes, to raise approximately $5 million in revenues to assist public safety. And Mayor Buzzetti has said he'd like to see a portion of it go towards the county with an agreement for housing of inmates out of county, and then the other portion go to the police department for service officers and for policemen and women to go out there and handle the calls for service.
Absolutely. Everybody wants to feel like when you call that something's going to happen.
Right.
But then after you call, then the perpetual rage that we have, though, is that it, the crime rate, violent crime may be dropping, the house breaking, the people getting their things stolen, quality of life is not going on.
And then someone says, hey, stack them up and put them on the floor in the jail and crowd them into the cells and stack them in like sardines.
I'm kind of hearing that right now.
and we can't do that because that's exactly how the state of California got sideways, in one of many ways, but how it got sideways with the prisoners and their lawyers. And then it went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court and 3-judge panel says, release these inmates because your overcrowded conditions are basically cruel and inhuman, and you have to release them. That's what caused prison realignment and for them to start releasing people out of the prisons and back to the counties.
Oh, yeah.
I got some more good news for you, too.
What?
There was, This is sarcastic good news.
I like the open carry.
That was great. Is this anything to do with AB 109? I know, but it's 109. But wasn't there a 209 about sexual offenders? Did I hear that right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But anyway, so there's a committee formed by county administrators, nine of them throughout the state, three large county, three medium county, three small county. So they're redoing the formula on what counties receive for their prison realignment monies. Right now, Shasta County, as a whole, receives about $6.9 million for the impact of prison realignment, 109. That gets divided among primarily the lion's share goes to probation, sheriff gets it, police department, mental health, public defender, DA, blah, blah, blah. And we're spending more than we're getting because we have some reserves. So now the state, in their infamous wisdom, comes out and says, hey, we're going to redo the formula. Well, guess what?
How bad?
300,000 less.
When did you find this out?
Just the beginning of the week. Yesterday.
So you've been your budget's been cut by 300,000.
It will be for prison not my budget, but the money we receive for prison realignment in the county. As a whole, as our community corrections plan group, we'll have to look at our budget in the future and make then trim it back, even though we're getting impacted more and more. And this formula was tied to, they said, hey, the less people you send to prison, the more money you will get. So go along with that one. So
they want you to keep them. The more people you keep here, the more money you're going
to
get.
Yes. And if you're sending more people to prison, then based on a baseline amount formula, then you could end up getting even less.
Now, there's another thing that came up, and we're going to get to Dar in just a second, was Rob Pelletti, Chief Pelletti's talking about this. The new definition of recidivism has changed dramatically. It has just been approved to say that it's not being arrested. It's being convicted of an entirely new crime, which doesn't take into account the guy he's arrested 15 times.
Correct.
He hasn't been to trial yet because they can't get him.
Correct. So even if you wanted to go with the district attorney filing charges on that person, which could be after the arrest, that's still much higher than conviction. And conviction sometimes doesn't happen for 6 months, 8 months, a year, or more. There was a recent.
So it's got to be a conviction then, right?
It has to be a conviction.
What they're doing, people are lining up to talk.
Lining up.
And we got to get them on here. So what we've just said is that, look, recidivism is down. No, it's not down. It's the way you count.
It's the way they count, and it's going to be made and counted, as you know about statistics, and damn lies,
yeah.
It's going to be made to make prison realignment successful in the eyes of the state.
On our backs.
Yes, in the eyes of the state.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
How about Dar? Are you there?
There you go. Dar, you got a question for the sheriff?
No, I don't have a question. I have a suggestion, and I hope I can put it together in my head. We have all this land out there that's being burned up because the environmentalists won't let the loggers go in and log it. So I suggest we take 100 acres and put like a 10-foot electric fence around it and then ask for donations, and I'm sure we could get some from people who would be happy to do this. And these guys that you can't find any place for, we start sending them up there, of course, with guards, have them start building their own prison in the middle of this 100 acres. And as we send them up there, whether they're going to be go to trial in 6 months or a year, they would work on building this under supervision, of course, by armed people, their own prison, their own garden, their own little farm, and leave them up there in the middle of nowhere on 100 acres under supervision, electric fence, but I don't think they'd be escaping much because they'd have to be survivalists to get out of the mountain country. And I think that would be cheaper for the taxpayers. That way they would have to work and feed themselves, take care of themselves, and maybe they wouldn't be so, they'd be tired enough where they wouldn't want to fight and do all these other things that they do in trying to escape. And that would be truly a way that I think would save the taxpayers some money, that they take care of themselves.
I understand, Dar, and that's basically how prisons got built back in the 1800s and stuff, is with inmate labor. However, identify the land and where it's going to do and the environmental part of it. That's what drags these projects on for so long. And even when you say put a fence around it, where does the money come from? The fence and to pay the correctional officers and stuff. It does add up, but I do appreciate you calling in.
Well, it's an idea. I mean, you don't know where to put them. If you put them far enough away out where they couldn't get escapes too easily and told them put them to work, that's the problem. They don't go to work.
And then we end up with NIMBY issues. If you put them far enough away, that's still near somebody's backyard, and we end up with some issues there.
But you're providing a solution, and we're not
we don't have
any solutions. So why not do something? Yeah. This is another idea. Dar, thank you so much.
And we got Billy Bob on another line. Bad Bob?
Is Billy Bob on?
Yes. Nope.
Okay, Billy Bob, you're live.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. And Dar isn't too far off the mark, but we already have a working model. These Cal Fire conservation camps in the late 80s, the state built these very economical. They built, five of them in this local North County or North area here.
But, right.
These kids are sentenced to those camps, and they go out on these fires and they work their tails off.
They do an excellent job. You're very, very right.
And so all we need to do is build and have the sheriffs of these counties petition the state to build more of these rehabilitating conservation camps controlled by Cal Fire, and they need the labor on these fires anyway. And that pays the taxpayers back, and it works these guys' tails off and rehabilitates them. We don't need any of these fancy psychological and mental health issues. Just put them to work, fighting fire.
In fact,
I'll take my answer up there.
Great. Thanks for calling in, Billy Bob. In fact, with the fire, we just refer to them as fire camps, and we have one here in Shasta County called Sugar Pine Conservation Camp. Out off of 299, and the inmates do very good work, and those are state inmates. And the counties can also now contract with the state in sending inmates there, but there is a fee of about $10 a day for each inmate. That adds up to about $36,000+ a year, plus medical and everything. And Billy Bob said a key word in there, when they're sentenced. Remember back at the beginning of the show, the key thing that we need immediately is for pretrial unsentenced beds, because it takes a while for those people to get sentenced. And the conservation camps or the fire camps are minimum security. The inmates there are usually property crime offenders, drug offenders, and they can walk away at any time. And so they don't put your violent offenders there or other people causing problems. We're coming up on a break, and I'll give it back to Carl.
Oh, thank you. Okay, we've got
thanks,
a break.
Thanks, Tom. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Sheriff Tom Alliance,
Alliance Heating and Air.
Serving the North State for over 20 years. Martin and his people are just outstanding. I can't say enough about them. All models, all makes of heating and cooling systems. We're going to have lunch later on this week with Martin. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if there are emergencies. All the smoke in the air, all these things that are going on. Give them a call. Get ready for winter because, winter is coming. But also make sure the rest of your summer is cool. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Robert has got he says, hey, catch and release is okay, Tom. You catch them, but you release them in Los Angeles. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Redding City Council. We have many important issues facing the city. None more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55...
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
with the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott this morning.
And the Sheriff Tom DeSinkle
Show. And I've lost complete control because the sheriff is now saying we're going to take a break and here's our callers. If you do have any last minute calls, do call at 605-4567. Tom's taking your calls.
I have hosted the show.
Bob's answering the phone. Tom's taking the calls. He's pressing the buttons to say you're on.
You guys can just leave for breakfast.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
We're just going to head on down and get some coffee.
Go down and have some coffee.
Let us know when we can have it back.
Okay. Hey, we want to talk about a special event. An exhibit that we're getting involved in. We kind of put our neck out there with something that we really believe in. And what we want to do is go out to our listeners and ask if you would like to help us support this event. What we're going to do is an umbrella of our KCNR listeners. So we're asking if you'd like to donate. It doesn't matter if it's $25, $50, $100 or more. We are supporting Liberty on the Border. It's a Civil War exhibit. And what's happened is that Turtle Bay, we really believe that it really coincides with everything that our station is about. The borders, and people who have fought for our country, honoring our veterans, knowing why we went to war. And it's really going to be a fantastic exhibit that opens up October 11th. Really a spectacular, you know, they have such wonderful museum quality, and that's what this is. It's a moving exhibit. And
you can touch it. You can feel it. It's got it's going to have tents, and it talks about the lead up to the war, what caused it, the war itself, and the impact it's had on our society since the Civil War.
So give us a call after the show, 605-4567, or you could go on our website and find out more information about it. Tom just gave a donation.
Tom just donated money
and
here.
These are going to be our
people. And
we'd
like to thank 4-1's Jewelry donated yesterday, too. And we have just getting started
on
this.
We're just getting started.
Thanks a lot, Tom. It all helps.
It all helps. And we really believe, like I said, we believe how important our borders are and why people fought in the Civil War, how it affected our world as it is and our country as it is, called Liberty on the Border. And KCNR is going to help, again, be one of the sponsors for this. And you, as our listeners, love to have you help us to support something that is so educational, really important for our children and for us to learn.
It has nothing to do with Measure B at all. This is just something that starts in October and goes to January. Okay, Tom. Okay, what's the next big thing? We got like about 8 minutes.
Well, the most wanted program that you've seen in the paper and on the news, that's working very well. We're holding those people in custody. Many have been sent to prison, gotten sentenced, doing their time. It is cause a little bit of a clog within the jail because they usually have new charges coming up, either dope, guns, and other things coming on.
Which slows the process
down. But we're hanging on to those, and that's what we're always at, our 90% maximum in the jail, and that's what is a concern of who stays and who goes out. Right. Some other issues is everybody knows about the marijuana problem that we're having in the county, and as a result, the Board of Supervisors put some additional limitations on marijuana growing, land use issues for medical marijuana, which would ban all outdoor growing of marijuana in the county, in the unincorporated part of the county, require it to be grown indoors in an accessory building, which is like a barn, shop, garage. And that accessory building would need a filtration device, like a carbon filter, so that if your next door neighbors don't like the smell, which many people don't, it would be filtered out, and so it wouldn't be as obnoxious and a nuisance. They passed the ordinance, and then, and there's still the sensitive areas of 1,000 feet from a school or school bus stop, anything like that. So then they passed the ordinance, and then a group of people that was more pro-medical marijuana got together a petition and was able to put it on the ballot as should this ordinance go through. And you're going to see that on November 3rd as well, called Measure A. So if a person wanted to, they could vote yes on Measure A, which means that the increased limitations, more restrictions on—
You don't grow it outside anymore.
You don't grow it outside.
In the unincorporated
would be
area.
Passed and would go through. And you vote no goes back to the existing ordinance, which allows outdoor growing.
But it's even— – I think it's even more than that, though, doesn't it, the way it's written? On for the measure or not?
Measure A?
For Measure A. I think we're going to have some people on that they're in favor of stopping Measure A. If you vote yes on A means exactly that, that the
new restriction go into effect.
The new restriction goes into effect, and no means that the restriction doesn't go into effect. We're going to have both sides on here.
Which means that
next month
the current county ordinance, which allows outdoor growing, would stay in effect.
Absolutely.
So in this particular measure, yes means yes. No means no.
All right,
it's not
so
one
it's
of those
not,
funny worded
right.
ones.
All right.
Okay.
So no means then not growing outside.
No.
No.
Yes. Means you cannot grow outside.
No.
Yes means that. Yes means no growing outside.
Okay. So let's make sure we're correct about that because that is opposite.
Yes
to me.
Means
yes.
No.
More restrictions.
Yes means
more restrictions.
More restrictions. Thank you. No, I mean I'm serious.
And no means the current ordinance is in effect which allows outdoor growing.
Right.
So that's the way it is.
If you're against outdoor growing, yes.
The big thing is, as a voter, become informed and know both sides and then vote.
Like I said, we're going to have both sides on probably the same day, and they're going to talk about it. Okay.
Some of the big things still continuing is we're not out of this recession yet. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left.
3 or 4 more years of it.
Some gun bills did get defeated. One of them was Senate Bill 53, which would have made it a requirement that you had to have a license and a background to buy ammunition.
Right.
That failed, and it failed because of an effort I put forward with some of the other sheriffs, got together to encourage our state legislators to vote no on that, and it failed. And very fortunately, it was a very close vote.
Bad bill.
Bad bill.
And it's going to come back.
It will come back. On the governor's desk is a restraining order bill that you could get restraining orders if a person poses a danger to others, and that would restrict possession of guns and allow the officers to search houses to seize the guns and stuff. That's AB 1014. That's on the governor's desk right now. If you manufacture a weapon, which you can make a gun, and there's a process for it, it doesn't require a serial number, but it does require a mark. This particular bill would then require that a serial number be put on it, and the other ones would have to be destroyed. So that's sitting on the governor's desk as well. That's 808 or 505.
So if you have a gun you made yourself a couple years ago or whatever, and if it doesn't have some kind of number on it, you have to destroy it?
That's what the way the law was written. I don't think it allows. I'd have to double check it. I don't think it allows for you to get a number for it. But it got amended so much in the last hours of the legislative session that I wasn't quite up on that. But you might want to talk with Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. You know, it's always great
I have a question.
You have a question.
I have a question. As we're closing the show, we only have a few minutes left, and the citizens are feeling, I know that this is especially women, we're feeling kind of lost. Like, how can we get involved? We have you on once a month, Tom. Mm-hmm. Let's just give some last-minute thoughts on how our citizens, our great citizens that are listening to KCNR this morning, can do something this week to get involved.
They can help volunteer within their community. Like with the sheriff's office, we have volunteer groups for citizens volunteer patrols. We have volunteers in search and rescue. They can be better informed on the issues and look for ways. Domestic violence with One Safe Place. They can become a volunteer for One Safe Place and help reduce and stamp out domestic violence in our community as well. There's an event coming up this weekend that I'll be speaking at for brides. And domestic violence is a big concern. It has impact in our community as well.
Very topical.
To be involved, don't give up. Don't stay secluded in your home, but be involved is the main thing.
You know, Tom, we always appreciate you coming in, and you're everywhere. You're like everywhere. You know, I think you've been cloned.
Thank you for your service, too. You give so much of yourself, and we know that your wife and your family have to say, you may be home for dinner tonight and you may not.
I got home at 9 o'clock last night, which isn't uncommon, but I have a wife that has the patience of a saint and is very understanding. I enjoy the job of sheriff and serving the people of Shasta County. I'm very honored to do it, and I'll continue to do that in the future. But thank you so much for having me on the show. I enjoy coming in every
month. You know what you do, and you know you don't duck questions.
Great to have the sheriff on.
We like it, you know, that our law enforcement is out there. Right. You know, both you and the chief. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
Back down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama's pledge of no American boots on the ground in Iraq seems to be just fine with the new Iraqi prime minister. He says foreign ground troops are not necessary and are not wanted in his country's fight against the Islamic State group. The terrorists, meanwhile, seem to be laying low, at least for now.
A lot of the black flags have come down. A lot of the convoys have dispersed.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey speaking while en route to Paris for consultations on the terrorist threat. What's left of the former Hurricane Odile could dump up to 5 inches of rain on parts of Arizona. Gilbert Hernandez piling up the sandbags in Phoenix.
I'm going to put some bags up, try to keep it out of the back sliding door of my house. That's about it. Try to keep the water out.
Just last week, parts of Arizona were swamped by the remnants of Hurricane Norbert.